It's a little thing over an extended period of time. And that's why every day I say, Lord, what one thing can I do today? Or maybe this month that would make the single biggest difference. Now, we can put this into practical areas of compound interest. If you save a little bit over an extended period of time, you're going to be wealthy, right? That's a truth. If you eat a little bit less, 100 calories less every day over an extended period of time, you're going to lose weight. If you walk 2 miles every day, at the end of a year, you're going to be a long ways from home.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Dr. Randy continues his series, Parents Night Out, from his recent conferences by the same name. To help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
Okay, thank you, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center. Today, as we continue to take you to the front row of our Parents Night Out session, and I'm talking about these seasons of life, and you may ask, well, how does that relate to parenting? Well, it relates because as you look at life from a whole perspective of each of these decades of life, you may be right in the middle of 20-something right now as a mom or dad, and you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling. You may be 30s, may even be in the 40s, and you have teenagers or young adults. And all of these seasons can be unique in their challenges, but if you realize that life continues to progress and move forward, that you're always constantly looking to the future in terms of what one thing can I do today intentionally that will help me be the parent that I need to be to help my children grow up and become the type of people that God would have them be, that they would know him personally. And that's why the Parents Night Out session is not only the practical help, but also the perspective of living intentionally over an extended period of time. We're going to tell you how you can receive the Parents Night Out video here in just a few minutes, but we're going to go now back to the auditorium where I had several hundred couples and I was teaching at Parents Night Out. We're laughing and learning together as we continue to discuss these seasons of life, whatever decade of life you may be in. And I'll come back and talk a little more about that in just a few minutes. Right now, Parents Night Out.
You're going to be in the 70s someday, and you're going to look back at these other decades and realizing that you're not always going to be in the 30s or always in the 40s, that this process you're going through should give you freedom to say, I'm going to enjoy this. And I look back now on parenting, and you've heard this from all people who have been through it. If I could go back and do it again, you've heard that, right? And they say to you, you're right in your 20s and 30s, you're right in the middle of it with preteens and teens, and they say, honey, this is the best time of your life. You're thinking, it is? This is all there is, you know? And what I'm learning is every season can be the best time of your life. Enjoy your 30s. Enjoy the decisions. Enjoy the kids when they're young. Enjoy them when you're in your 40s and your 50s. Now, here's what we also know, is that as we get older, we've collected a lot of stuff with us. The decisions we've made in the past follow us. They stick to us. And that's why you see some people, they get in their 60s, and they look pretty sour, because there's a lot of regret. Because you can make decisions that add up to be good things, or you can make decisions that add up to be a lot of negative things. But the good news is, you can get up today and change. You can start tomorrow morning being intentional in the mistakes. Because I get at every conference, someone comes up and says, Randy, everything you've shared is great, but I've blown it. I don't even know where to go from here. You get up today and you say, I choose to do this one thing that I've learned to be intentional with that young adult or with that teenager. Have you been thinking about your one thing? Do you have one thing? Let me hear quickly. What's one thing that you've learned tonight that you want to do in the next 30 days? Let me hear some. Yes? Be very intentional in your parenting. Yes, something real specific you want to do. Not to raise your voice, not to yell. 30 days. Just going to do something healthier than that. All right, what else?
Follow through.
Don't warn and warn and warn, but set a limit and then follow through. What else? Consequences, but not being punitive. Using discipline in terms of discipleship, which comes from the word training, discipling, training, following through. Okay, what else? One thing.
I
Accountability. Holding ourselves, we're accountable, right? Starts here. And then our kids. Okay, I want you to be thinking about one thing. Here's the intentional living plan for parents. Here it is. This is sort of the core of what we teach. I would encourage you for the next 30 days to focus on one shared goal. If you're married, if you're a single person, that you develop a goal that will honor Christ, that you will know what His intentions are as a parent. And we believe that our intention, God's intention for us as parents, is to figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. To, as we've shared with you, start teaching our children the things they need to know before they leave home. But to set one goal for the next 30 days. What one thing? Let me ask you. Something you've heard tonight, or something that you've been reading in Scripture, or something you've read in a book, or just been, you know, thinking about. You all know something tonight. If you were to do one thing for 30 days, it would make a difference. See, the difference between an action and a habit is this. An action is a one-off. We do it one time. See, if I choose not to, if I choose to eat a donut one time, I don't have a problem. But if I choose to eat a donut every day, I have a problem. And the same thing is true in a positive way. If I go to my kids and I hold them accountable one day and not the next, if I go to my child and I encourage them one time, that's a good thing. But if I every day encourage my wife, if every day I hold my child accountable, if every day I learn Scripture, if every day I lead my family, that becomes a habit, and a habit is what changes your life.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching.
Hey, Mom and Dad, could you use a night out? Well, we can't send you to your favorite restaurant, but we can send you Dr. Randy Carlson's Parents Night Out Conference. This exclusive, fun, and informative conference DVD is yours when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. Call or go online now, and we'll also send you a great family movie to enjoy for a parent's night in. It's called Old Fashioned, and it's provided courtesy of our friends at PureFlix. Go online to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717 and press option 4 or online at theintentionallife.com.
Every night, you stand over your son and try to make him get his homework done.
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
If you feel like your son's homework has become yours, it's time to turn it around. First, teach him how to use a planner. Set with him as he fills it out for a few weeks. Help him check things off when he finishes something. Set a specific time for homework every day. The ideal time is right after exercise or after dinner. Supervise, but don't do the work for him. Sometimes just having you sit there will help keep him on task. Use leverage. If your son doesn't do his homework, he loses his video game for a week or whatever else you know that's important to him. The steps you take today with something small like homework could help him become the man you'll be proud of someday. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studio as he continues his teaching from Parents Night Out.
See, the difference between an action and a habit is this. An action is a one-off. We do it one time. See, if I choose not to, if I choose to eat a donut one time, I don't have a problem. But if I choose to eat a donut every day, I have a problem. And the same thing is true in a positive way. If I go to my kids and I hold them accountable one day and not the next, if I go to my child and I encourage them one time, that's a good thing. But if I every day encourage my wife, if every day I hold my child accountable, if every day I learn Scripture, if every day I lead my family, that becomes a habit, and a habit is what changes your life. Do you realize if you were to memorize just one verse a day from Scripture, 10-11 words every day for 365 days, one verse a day. At the end of 1 year, you would have memorized the entire books of Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Man, that'd be pretty powerful. It'd be pretty impressive, wouldn't it? It's a little thing over an extended period of time, and that's why every day I say, Lord, what one thing can I do today? Or maybe this month that would make the single biggest difference. Now, we can put this into practical areas of compound interest. If you save a little bit over an extended period of time, you're going to be wealthy, right? That's a truth. If you eat a little bit less, 100 calories less every day over an extended period of time, you're going to lose weight. If you walk 2 miles every day, at the end of a year, you're going to be a long ways from home. I don't know where that came from, but it made sense. I could just picture. Yeah, my wife started walking a year ago, and I haven't seen her since. You know, I think she's in Omaha somewhere. I don't know. You know. But that's the way it is. That's the way life is. You read Scripture every day. You pray every day. You encourage every day. You start doing one thing every day, and you start doing it intentionally over an extended period of time, and it's going to change your life. This is truth. Certainly in parenting, it'll make a difference. So set a goal for 30 days. Number one. Number two, by the way, you'll see the letters FR. This is going to be the acrostic for the word free, because I believe an ultimate goal here is to experience freedom in Christ. For the letter R is to repeat one action into that habit that we just talked about. Finding out what that one action is. Let me hear some more, now that you're thinking about it. What's one action for the next 30 days that you know would make a difference in your life? What is it? Read the Bible every day. What else? Pray every day for your kids, every day. Pray with your kids every day. Treat each other as Christ would. And I encourage as we set goals to make sure we make them really specific. Here's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to treat my husband in a way that will honor Christ. I'm going to control my words or my attitude or whatever. What's another one thing for 30 days to make a difference? Get on the same page every day. Okay, it means going behind closed doors, sitting down and say, how do we handle this situation? If we have a situation, we're gonna get on the same page. Do that for 30 days and you'll confuse your kids. Right? And it's a lot of fun. Your kids, confused kids are a lot of fun. You know, that. Man, look at those kids. They're really confused. What else? One thing for 30 days. Yes? Every day, encouraging words. Think about it. If you said, every day, five encouraging words to your kids. Just five things. I don't mean just phony, mushy stuff, but things that really encourage them, that you really believe. At the end of a year, you've said over 1,500 encouragements. How many of us would die to have somebody encourage us? How many of you grew up in a home where you got five encouragements every day? You'd be lucky to get five encouragements in a year, maybe. Right? Come on, let's be honest. It wasn't necessarily because our parents didn't love us. They're busy just like we are. But boy, you're intentional in building encouragement into your kids. What difference that's going to make. Letter E, eliminate clutter. Here's the deal. You can't do the good stuff unless you get rid of the bad stuff. And let me just say, clutter can be your schedule. You're too busy with things. I can tell you, as you get older, you're going to look back and say, hey, I spun my wheels. That's what my dad said. I asked my dad just about within a year of his death. I said, Dad, if you could go back and live your whole life over, what would you do? He said, I just wouldn't have spun my wheels so much. Just busy, just doing stuff. See? Eliminating clutter. Some of you have to get friends out of your life. You got people in your life that aren't good for you. Friendships sometimes have an expiration date, just like your milk.
I'll tell you, that's the one part of Dr. Randy's teaching I have always struggled with. Is friendships might have expiration dates. But it's taught me to look out for those things. And Parents Night Out, this experience on DVD that we want to send you from the ministry as our way of saying thanks, it's going to help you too. I'm not a parent, but I sure got a lot out of that teaching, and we want to send it to you again with our thanks when you become a member like these folks of the Intentional Living Center.
In fact, Dawn, we want to say thanks to Charmin from Sanford, Michigan. I'd love to say thanks to Rusty from Port St. Joe, Florida. Thank you so much, Pam from Hickson, Tennessee, And here's Jeremy from Abilene, Texas. Some of those who've just joined us monthly.
Now, being a member means that, just like those folks, you join us with a monthly gift of any amount. Many people doing $25, $40, many doing more than that. It's really up to you. But we want to say thanks again with the Parents Night Out DVD, but also this movie. It's a sort of a retro-modern romance for parents called Old Fashioned. And it's our gift to you with thanks for you being a member. Give us a call to do that. Just dial 888-888-1717, press number 4. Again, it's 888-888-1717, press number 4 to join as a member. Or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. And, Dr. Randy, we've even got clips and a trailer from the movie and all sorts of information for you there.
Yeah, and boy, we appreciate every person who's joining. And what a thrill to come alongside of you to encourage you on your journey of living intentionally in Christ.
My comment is, I'm a giver or intentional living. One of the great things that I get out of it, not only the radio station and everything it does for me and for everyone else, but several times in the last couple of years when I really had issues, it's like God knows that somebody from your organization calls me and asks me how I'm doing and thanks me and asks me if I need some prayer. And both times, it was just like God reached down and called me himself because I really needed prayer. And the both people were absolutely wonderful and really caring and kind, and it really made me feel loved. God just works in so many great ways. That is one thing about your ministry that I think maybe people don't know or don't share enough of. That's those calls. I thank you for that, and I just wanted people to know that is another great reason to be an intentional giver. Have a great day.
I have three tips to help you as a blended family to thrive.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of Intentional Living.
You know, thriving is an idea that we teach a lot here at the Intentional Living Center. We believe that God intends for us to thrive in all areas of our life as His children, and certainly as a blended family, but there are things you need to do. I have a list of 10 things called the Intentionals that you can find at our website. Let me share three of them. Number one, remember expectations minus reality equal disappointment. Have realistic expectations as a blended family. Number two, have a weekly family meeting. Get everything out on the table. Discuss it. Pray about it. Get on the same page. And then remember to parent up and power down. Stand together with no light between you as parents. For Intentional Living, I'm Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
I met people who are in small companies like myself, and I met people who are in large companies, and the interaction and the exchange between them at the conference was amazing.
If you dream of having your own family business or want to strengthen the family business you already have, here's an investment you can't afford to miss. The Thrive Conference for Families in Business, October 26th.
I was able to learn what people had done to grow, and probably the best opportunity was that I got to start printing for people who I met at the conference.
Thrive faculty includes business and relationship experts, names like Dr. Randy Carlson, Dr. Kevin Lehman, and Jerry Colangelo. Invest in your family's future. Experience Thrive, October 26th at Grand Canyon University Arena, or stream the conference online. Go to familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com. Presented by the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt. Hey, we got callers lined up. I want to get there quickly. Kelly is in Michigan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. So you're a mom. What's your advice for the newbie getting started here as a parent?
My advice is don't buy a lot of toys and a lot of stuff. It seems like your house gets overrun with material goods that your children do not need. Save the money. You'll need it for their things when they get older. Because what they really need is they need you, and they would much rather play with you and be with you.
Absolutely. And if there's grandparents around, let them do the buying of the stuff.
Exactly. They want to.
That's right. And I totally agree with you. Our kids today generally in our culture here are just, you know, have way too much. When I was a kid, an erector set and a chemistry set. Back then, though, you could have sulfuric acid. And, Randy, down the basement, don't blow up the house. Those were the days where we weren't quite so concerned about some of the safety issues. But you're right, Kelly, very, very true. All right, Leora's on the line in Michigan. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful.
Terrific. Now, how many children do you have, Leora?
I have 4 children total. 3 are my natural children, and 1 is a child that we've taken guardianship of.
Oh, well, fantastic. And so you have experience. What would you say to a new mom or dad getting started coming up behind you?
Well, I'm lucky enough to come with the aspect of parenting the strong-willed child. And that's where my greatest challenge came. And so I think that's where my greatest advice can come is when parenting the strong-willed child, the most important thing is to parent consistently in Christ. Mm. And the simple answer is pray.
Yes.
Lots and lots and lots and lots of prayer. And that's sometimes the hardest thing to remember when we become frustrated or overwhelmed is to go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
Just a quick example, my first son was the strong-willed child, and I would consistently go to my church leaders, my friends, crying, feeling like I was nothing but an abusive parent because I would become so frustrated so often. And I read The Strong-Willed Child by Dr. James Dobson. I took all sorts of parenting classes. I'm a nursing student. I went to family and friends for advice, and nothing ever really seemed to work. And then this lady told me, pray. She says, when frustrated, when he's acting out, he used to hit me, kick me, bite me, scream, pinch me, spit in my face, all these things. And she said, you take a hold of him and you pray. And so that's what I started to do. I took a hold of him and I would just hold him. And in a calm voice, I would pray. And I would pray not only for my son, but I would pray for myself. I pray the Lord give me a calm spirit and an obedient heart to do his will. I pray for God to give my son a calm spirit and an obedient heart to do his will. I would pray for forgiveness for my frustration, for his frustration. But I didn't forget myself in those prayers so that my son could know I was in need of God just as much as him.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what you do when you do that, Leora. There's a spiritual component, of course. We're allowing the Holy Spirit to minister into our life and empower us to do the right thing as a parent. There's a spiritual dynamic. There's also the dynamic that you're just taking a deep breath and getting perspective, and you're realizing, you know, this child that we're raising, we're stewards. We're here to raise him or her to become a child of God if that's the direction that they choose and if God chooses. And at the same time, to know that at the end of the day, our job is to be right as a parent, to do the right thing, to be the right kind of parent. And we do that when we focus on prayer. Very powerful. All right, Leora, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and God bless you. Let's jump over here to Nita. Nita is on the line.
Hello.
What have you learned you'd like to pass along?
Well, I'm a grandmother, and I've learned that you must laugh a lot with them. And then you must take time with your husband. Can't make the kids the center. My husband died at 46 when our daughter was 18 and son 15. Mm. And I didn't have much time. I had adopted the kids. I had immersed myself in rearing them, scared to death, and then he was gone. Mm. So, time is, you know, we know we don't have much time. So, laugh a lot makes all the difference. And, of course, you pray, which her advice from the last lady was just terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Nita, thank you. As a grandma, you've been there. You know the fact that time is short. And again, someone posted on Facebook here, making your marriage, you know, strong. Make your marriage number first. It was Jana. She says, it is the best thing you can do for your kids if you're married. They will grow up surrounded by the love you and your spouse share, and that love is built on the rock of Jesus Christ. And so keeping a strong marriage, I agree, because kids come and kids go. But if you're married, you're still there, right? Thank you. Appreciate it, Nita. Kevin says, laugh a lot. He agrees with you, Nita. Let me see here. Cornelia says, know that God equipped you with everything that you need to fulfill this calling. Take his advice more than anyone else's. That's a good advice as well. And Claudine says, it's the most important task you're ever going to do in your lifetime. Don't let anyone convince you that you're a second-rate citizen if you devote yourself to motherhood. And I will say amen to that. I've been in this business a long time, helping families, working with people. And my heart goes out and my applause goes out and accolades to every mom who makes that a priority, every dad who makes that a priority. That's our legacy, folks. It's not going to be anything else, really. Think about it. It's a legacy of extending this next generation, the love of God into this next generation. That's being intentional.
Dr. Randy, thank you so much for your coaching CDs. And I just want to thank you in an extra big thank you for 2 CDs in a month. I'm retired and I live alone, and I just so enjoy hearing and hearing again what you share on those coaching CDs. Thank you, and God bless you. Dr. Randy and Donna, the whole team, I just love my electronic family.
Well, hey, let me say thanks to you, because you're making it possible for us to continue the ministry. And these monthly CDs come from my heart and passion to teach and encourage, to help you, because life is daily, right? It's not just once a week, it's every day. And that's why this teaching is designed to help you constantly, and then on the radio every day as well. And Dawn, those who would like to come along and stand with us now and be a part of this journey, something very special.
That's right. In addition to those coaching CDs from Dr. Randy, when you become a member of the Intentional Living Center today with your monthly gift of any amount, we're going to say thanks with the Parents Night Out DVD. It's the total experience. Maybe you weren't able to go to the actual conference, but we'll put you in the front row with this DVD, again, as our way of saying thanks. Lots of practical, helpful advice in this Parents Night Out DVD. In addition to that, the old-fashioned movie, it's a love story, and it's from Mom and Dad, and it's from our friends at PureFlix. We'd like to send that to you as well, again, with thanks for your membership. Here's how you do it. Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. And I should mention that you can watch a trailer from the movie, and you can also see a clip from Dr. Randy's Parents Night Out. I sort of get an idea of what those two DVDs contain when you go to theintentionallife.com. You can also join as a member by calling us 888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Thank you, Dawn, for that reminder. And, you know, when you all go to the website, just a reminder that for all listeners around the country, we're just 1 week away now from the Thrive Conference, our passion to help families, include families in business. And the Thrive Conference for Families in Business was a lineup of some great teachers who are coming to give their time to encourage you, including Dr. Kevin Lehman, Rick and Holly Beatenbow, Jerry Colangelo, myself, and many, many others. We're just a week away, so if you've been waiting to register, I encourage you to do so today. And remember, you can register to stream live to your business, to your home, or come and be with us in Phoenix on October 26th at Grand Canyon University. Go now to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We'll see you with more from Parents Night Out next time.